Learn the tools for effective firm leadership with ACEC's Business of Design Consulting, a six-week virtual course to help you build management expertise to help your firm thrive. Whether you're a CEO looking to mentor your firm's future leaders, or an executive wanting to develop your own leadership skills, the Business of Design Consulting is the place to learn. Act soon. The upcoming session begins on April 6th. To learn more and register, visit acec.org.
Welcome to Engineering Influence, a podcast from the American Council of Engineering Companies. March is Women's History Month, and today we celebrate International Women's Day. And from a perspective of ACEC, it's kind of special this March because we can say for the first time in the organization's 115-year history that each of the levels of executive and volunteer leadership is going to be held by a woman. We have, of course, Linda Bowerdar, our CEO, and Robin Greenleaf, our chair-elect, who will be taking over just in only a matter of weeks, and Beth Bauer, who's going to be coming in as NACI president. And it's something that we should stop and think about. You know, we talk about women in leadership. We talk about developing talent, getting women more engaged in not only engineering, but leadership at their firms. And now we can say that you know, we kind of embody that organizationally. And to talk about this, I want to bring in another colleague of mine who you've become acquainted with our Government Affairs podcast, and that's Catherine Motley, who is our tax and regulatory guru, but she also manages a lot of the activities related to inclusion and diversity at ACEC. So I want to welcome Linda, Robin, and Beth to the program. And Catherine, I'm going to throw it over to you for taking a deeper look at this. So Catherine, take it away.
Thank you so much, Jeff. And this is really an exciting time for ACEC. And I appreciate the chance to be here with all of you today. So Robin, let me start with you. So as Jeff just mentioned, starting at the ACEC annual convention in April, you will serve as the first female chair of ACEC National. What does that mean to you? And do you expect that inclusion and diversity will be one of your areas of focus?
Thanks, Catherine. It's a pleasure to be here. And I have to say that in thinking about my personal history with ACEC, I realized that I've been actively involved at the national level for almost my entire professional career. But it took until recently for me to feel like I was ready to try, you know, via the nominating committee, go through the process of serving as chair-elect and then chair. I did serve on the executive committee as vice chair back in 2009-11, and it was a fantastic experience. So I'm very happy that I'm still involved. And to be involved now as chair-elect, it almost feels like I have an opportunity to look like someone that has not served in this role before. And I think that for me is probably the greatest honor I can think of, that there's an opportunity to show other women and other diverse groups that you can make it all the way to being chair of ACEC. And it's taken a while, but it's a process that I believe in, and I'm happy that it worked out. As far as inclusion and diversity, it's one of our five strategic plan tenets. It has to be followed and it has to be forwarded. And that's part of what we have to do, certainly this year, next year, continuing to move the strategic plan forward. One of the things that I talked about when I was in my interview to serve as chair-elect was what my vision of inclusion and diversity was for ACEC. And it's pretty broad reaching. Certainly to have more women and minorities serving in leadership roles is really, really important and at the top of my list. But also as an organization, we have to be inclusive and look like we represent all of these different areas of practice and demographics and, you know, who practices what, the size of the firm, where you practice. It's all part of creating a really, really strong organization. And so for me, that's an overall version of inclusion and diversity, but certainly women and minorities in leadership roles is at the top of that priority.
And Linda, you know, Robin talked about the strategic plan and the fact that inclusion and diversity is one of the five key pillars, but that sort of came to be because not long after coming on board as ACEC's first female president and CEO, you put together a strategic planning committee. You know, at that time, did you envision that inclusion and diversity would be one of the pillars, or did that happen during the development of the strategic plan?
Well, that's a great question, Catherine. And, you know, let me just start out by saying, I think that my arrival on the scene as the new CEO of ACEC represented a push in the direction of diversity and inclusion. I would also say that Robin was on the search committee that selected me. So, you know, there had been an awareness and a need, but, you know, I'm afraid that until now, the focus had been almost exclusively on women, right? And so we had a women in leadership group that had been kind of loosely organized for some time. But during the strategic planning talks, we really had to zero in on what inclusion and diversity meant. Initially, there was some discussion about, okay, we're going to cover it by company or by region, you know, that we have people from all different kinds of companies and all over the country. But that soon moved to the side and we focused on really what seems to be the nut of the conversation these days, which is individual diversity. And so, you know, I can't really claim that I'm the one that said, we've got to talk about this, but I do believe that it was obvious and we sharpened our focus. And, you know, I will say this, as I think I come at this, obviously, as a woman, but I also come at this as someone that's been a CEO for 15 years. And the thing that I have found is that as CEOs, as many of our, you know, firm members are CEOs, we have to make decisions every day based on a lot of different information sources coming at us. We've got a lot on our plates. And what I have found is that by surrounding yourself with diverse perspectives, you are helping to eliminate the blind spots so that your ultimate solution is closer to perfect, you know, than it would be otherwise. We never achieve perfect, but, you know, we're always striving, right?
Exactly. So Beth, as was mentioned earlier in the podcast, this is going to be the first time that three key ACEC leaders, chair, NACE president, and president and CEO, will all be women for the first time in ACEC history. And so referencing what Linda was just talking about, how do you think that this is going to have an impact on the organization, having this different type of diverse perspective at the forefront?
Catherine, that's a really good question. It's interesting because serving at the state member organization level, I think about half of the state executives are women. And many of us have had women as presidents many times over. I know in Massachusetts, where Robin's from, they've had several women presidents, and we have as well in Indiana. And so it's interesting to finally see reaching this pinnacle, if you want to call it that, at the top level, see that now we have reached that point. I think that's a great milestone, and I'm really glad to be a part of it. I think that's an important signal, if you want to call it that, to the member firms across the country that, you know, we are at a point where as a group, we can, you know, demonstrate our leadership, be an important part of the growth and the future of the organization, and not just as women, but representing diversity in our interests, the way that we serve, the geography that we come from, and just our own experiences.
Beth, I think that's a really important point because, you know, in engineering, of course, the focus is first and foremost on qualifications, right? We always talk about qualifications-based selection, but also, you know, you don't want unqualified people driving, you know, designing the bridge you're about to drive across. So that is a key focus, but there is also something to be said for being able to see yourself in a position. So being able to see yourself in leadership, it'll make a difference for women who are members of ACEC to see the three of you in those leadership roles. Maybe that means that down the road, they can see themselves in similar roles. I think there's also a matter of, can women see themselves, particularly women who have engineering degrees, can they see themselves in consulting engineering? You know, according to the National Science Foundation, women represent 16% of the engineering workforce. And so do you think that there is something ACEC can do to help grow the number of women who not just choose to study engineering, but who choose consulting engineering as their profession?
Absolutely, and that's a complex, multifaceted question. You know, you think about the activities, I think that most of our member organizations across the country already engage in, as well as ACEC on the national level with outreach to schools to try to communicate and reach young women when they're in their middle school years, high school, and collegiate experiences about the great opportunity for a fantastic career in engineering. And then really to hone in on the unique career choice of being part of a consulting engineering firm and just the vast, you know, the vast opportunities that would be available to them. And many of us are already engaged in that, and it's got a lot more room for improvement. You know, I don't think that just doing, you know, the Engineers Week is adequate. There's work that we can be doing on a constant basis. But even once we finally get them into the consulting niche and then expose them to ACEC, that's when the real work begins, and that is to start to take their expertise that they've learned technically and build on that, expand on that with their business acumen that we can provide through ACEC, both at the state level and at the national level through, you know, the young professional communities, leadership training, participation in forums, and then building on that until the point that they end up like Robin and can be serving as the chair of this great organization. It's a long process, but we're there, we're at the ground level, and we know we've got a lot more work to do.
Robin, I don't know if you have anything you want to add on that front. I remember I really appreciated the video you did for Engineers Week and talking about, you know, knowing as a child that you loved to solve problems and you were, you know, building tunnels in your backyard, which I'm sure your parents were very pleased about. But but you know, do you think it makes a difference seeing women like yourself who are CEOs of an engineering firm?
Yeah, I was just thinking of that video, and you know, for the purposes of people listening to the podcast for Engineers Week, I did a very short video on how, you know, how did I choose to be an engineer? And I really got in touch with why. And it went way, way back. And I talked about digging pits in my backyard and shoring them with twigs and things like that. I posted that on my Facebook page, and it's had over 500 views, which I found shocking and surprising. And many of my friends who are not engineers have shared that on their Facebook pages because they said they thought that made a great example, that, you know, I was able to actually talk about knowing early on that I had a particular skill and somehow found my path through into consulting engineering. So I think there's something to that you know, Beth talks about, you know, STEM program type work. I think we do have an opportunity to just dig down into younger generations and make them aware that they can do this kind of work.
Absolutely. And Linda, I know that one of the things that you have talked about and thought a lot about at ACEC is how do we involve additional members, additional employees at our member firms, you know, get them connected to ACEC and offer this kind of leadership development. It seems like that's part of what you're trying to do with the organization in your leadership role.
Well, I think that, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, the 16% of women that are engineers or the 6% of African Americans, the 4% of Hispanic folks, you know, I mean, we really are not very well represented in the industry to begin with. And then we're talking about moving up into leadership positions, right? So we really need to hit the ground running on this issue. And so, you know, maybe people are feeling a sense of that from me, but, you know, we've got a talent pipeline issue to begin with, right? We lost 2.4 million women from the workforce generally just during the pandemic. So this is turning into, you know, a bit of a crisis for us. So I do think that it's absolutely critical that we find ways both internally at ACEC and externally, you know, with our member firms to promote kind of the broadening of the aperture. And I think that the most exciting thing is that there are so many ways to inspire people to come to this industry if we only take the opportunity to brag on ourselves for a little while. And I used to joke when I first came on board that, you know, engineers, every other industry that I've been in, you know, one industry was, you know, the ego was right there out front. Second industry, they kind of did a humble brag. You know, they had a lot of ego, but they knew how to kind of, you know, shield it a little bit so they didn't come across as offensive. But with this industry, we do not brag about ourselves, and we do life-changing, world-changing, you know, work. And there is such a compelling story to tell. You know, if we look at what we're facing in the future, engineers are going to come into this business, into this industry, into this profession to shield us from climate change and extreme weather, to create solutions to resource management as our population grows, to create solutions to generate clean water and energy, well building technology. I mean, that's huge right now with, you know, what we've been experiencing now for a year with COVID. And then connecting cities and grids. Think about what we saw in Texas, right? You know how many people died in Texas from that extreme weather and, you know, the inability for Texas, frankly, to handle the situation with the grid. So smart infrastructure is going to be, you know, a great area of focus. And we just have so many more tools to help us now with, you know, technology and data collection and analysis. It's so exciting. We just need to brag on ourselves more. And ACEC and our member organizations really can make a difference there. And we just need to kind of work on some tools. And frankly, you know, Robin has just created, appointed a new chair to our Diversity and Inclusion Committee, or it's actually called the Inclusion, Diversity and Equity Committee at ACEC. Lisa Brothers, who we're excited to bring on board from Niche Engineering. And I think that we are going to really put that group to work, and they're, you know, talking about hitting the ground running. They are going to be a very busy group. And I definitely think this, the communications and marketing piece of this issue has got to be part of what they're going to focus on.
So challenges and a lot of opportunity. And this sounds like a year ahead that will be one in which ACEC wants to seize that opportunity.
Absolutely.
It sounds like there's a lot to build on here, and there's a momentum here to improve just the outlook for diversity, inclusion, and equity across the board from the MO level all the way up to national, which is fantastic. It was nice to reconnect with someone on LinkedIn, a friend of mine from college who was in the engineering program at Penn State, and you know, I looked her up on LinkedIn, and I realized that she is the principal of a structural engineering firm in Arizona and is a member of ACEC Arizona. First question I had to ask her, I'm like, are you a member of ACEC? And she said, yes, but you know, it's great to see, you know, small business, women owned small business, a principal at her firm. So, you know, it's important to identify those firm owners, those executives, and to give them a spotlight, to give them a platform, which is something that ACEC is well poised to do. And I do think that through efforts in, Linda, what you said, communications and marketing is going to play a key component of that. The podcast is a great platform, but we have a lot more. We have a lot of thought leadership. We have a lot of experience. We have a lot of ideas with our members and executives. And I really encourage anyone out there who has a story to tell, that has a perspective that they feel should get out there, to contact us and use us as a resource, because that's why we're here. We can be more successful across the board, from advocacy to member relations to everything that we do, if we can spotlight our member companies and their experiences and translate their challenges or successes and really put that in the real world examples. So I really encourage everyone out there to take advantage of this month to think about, you know, what do we have to say, and to let us know so we can help you say it. I also recommend you taking a look at discovere.org, which of course was our partner with Engineers Week. They have all year round, they have programming, and they are doing things for Women's History Month. And they have a number of programs and resources that you can take advantage of. Again, that's discovere.org. Take a look at what they have. If you're looking at getting the message out, they can help you do that. So take advantage of those resources. But for now, I really do appreciate everyone here taking the time out of their day to talk about this, because it's an important issue that is going to become much more important. And it's a natural evolution into things. Our businesses will be more successful if they represent the population that they serve. And a wider set of voices creates a better product at the end of the day, and it's been proven to increase revenue with firms. So it's a business win and it's a cultural win. So Linda, Robin, Beth, thank you so much for being on the program. Catherine, thank you for doing the interview. Very well done. Again, this has been Engineering Influence, the podcast of the American Council of Engineering Companies. We'll see you again next time.
Learn the tools for effective firm leadership with ACEC's Business of Design Consulting, a 6-week virtual course to help you build management expertise to help your firm thrive. Whether you're a CEO looking to mentor your firm's future leaders, or an executive wanting to develop your own leadership skills, the Business of Design Consulting is the place to learn. Act soon. The upcoming session begins on April 6th. To learn more and register, visit acec.org.